The Israeli Prime Minister has called on countries to follow the United States and Guatemala in relocating their embassies from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem Al-Quds. Benjamin Netanyahu also promised preferential treatment to the first 10 embassies relocated there. He added that at least 6 countries were considering moving their embassies to the Holy City. Palestinians, however, criticized the comments, saying moving embassies to Al-Quds is a violation which is encouraged amid the silence of the international community.
This arrogant move by Netanyahu is due to the fact that there is no one to stop him or take action against Netanyahu or Trump's violations of the international law and the crimes against Palestinians. This has allowed Netanyahu to boast in front of diplomats and encourage them to follow in Trump's footsteps.
Tel Aviv says the temporary site for the U.S. embassy will be inaugurated in May. This is while Palestinian officials urged other countries to take action and prevent the relocation of the embassies.
The Arab and Islamic world must take a serious position and implement former Arab League resolutions, especially those that stated that any country that moves its embassy to Al-Quds must be boycotted and sanctioned. This is what must be done now to face those who are trying to please Israel.
In December last year, U.S. President Donald Trump sparked global uproar by announcing a dramatic shift in Washington's policy on Jerusalem Al-Quds. He declared that the U.S. was recognizing Jerusalem Al-Quds as the capital of Israel and planning to relocate the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the city.
It is unclear what Netanyahu meant with his promised preferential treatment, but to many here it came out as a desperate call to provide incentive to promote his radical agenda. Fatma Abdul Karim, Press TV, Jerusalem Al-Quds.